The Skyward Company supplies student information tracking software to more than half of Wisconsin's school districts, but it was about to lose all of that business because the state went to a single vendor system and then gave the contract to a Minnesota company, Infinite Campus. Today, in a 14-2 vote, the Joint Finance Committee decided to defund the appropriation and go back to a multi-vendor system in which individual school districts choose their own software. Republican Assemblyman Scott Krug of Wisconsin Rapids sponsored the measure.
You know, I feel really good for my constituents. You know, one of the biggest issues as we were campaigning last session was about Skyward. Somebody has a nephew who works at Skyward, and they're worried about losing their job. And in central Wisconsin, that's a big issue.
Saving Skyward attracted bipartisan support. Democratic Assemblywoman Katrina Shankland represents the city of Stevens Point.
This is a huge victory for central Wisconsin. We worked around the clock to ensure this would get done, and now we have a wide bipartisan solution.
One of the two no votes was cast by Republican Senator Luther Olson of Ripon, who argued forcefully against going back on the contract.
It's important for the credibility of the state of Wisconsin when we say we want RFPs, we have the money for a contract, we're going to award a contract, and we're going to stick by our word. And if today we go against that, we become just another banana republic.
The measure will be included in the state budget. If it passes, Governor Walker can either sign it into law or use his line item veto. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.